I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Woo!
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
As of earlier this month, there are 1.73 billion people on average that log into Facebook every day. That's a lot of people. And when you consider that there's what, like 7 billion people on the planet? I don't know. Is it 7 or 8 billion now? Whatever it is. That means that a lot of people have Facebook pages. But in the rare circumstance that maybe like parents don't have a Facebook page, like Gavin's parents, for example, if someone's trying to reach out and get a hold of your parents and they can't do it through Facebook, what's the best way to do it? Gavin, explain this situation.
I am getting inundated with requests to get old friends of my parents in touch with them through me. I am now my parents' secretary, okay? And all of a sudden, I'm on Facebook just doing what you do on Facebook, which is get angry. And and then all of a sudden, a message will pop up. And at first, I have no idea who I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of boomer just showed up on my Facebook page. And then I go, who the hell? And I click on the profile. That doesn't help me. So then I'm like, okay, fine. I'm put out because I now have to read the message. And I'm reading it. And it always starts with, hey, Gavin, it's Ron Offelbach. I was a friend of your parents. And I go, I'm trying to find Rosemary and Rod, but I can't seem to find them on Facebook. I would love to get in touch with them. So, okay, so here I am. Now I got to summarize the last 15 years of my parents' life up for Ron Offelbach, and I'm sitting there typing it out. Yeah, they moved out to California about 5 years ago. They love it out here and stuff like that. Oh, that's great. Can I have their phone number? Now, I don't want to be a rude person and just give my parents' phone numbers out to people from their past. Like, I don't know how it ended with Ron Offelbach. Maybe they had some sort of falling out 15, 20 years ago, and they don't. I never want to talk to that son of a bitch again. I have no idea. I don't know. So then I have to then run it by my, guess who contacted me? Oh, who? Ron Offelbach. Oh, that's nice. I was just thinking about him last week when Silence of the Lambs was on TV. And, you know, and now I have to hear a story about that, you know, and then I have to go, okay. Yep, that got it. Can I give him your phone number? Oh, sure. Now I got to go back to Ron Offelbach. Here's their phone number. Feel free to do it. Oh, thanks, Gavin. You know, I remember the last time you were on.
I was just going to say, at some point, this has to go down a weird older person's memory lane with you.
Yep.
I remember when you were 7 and your brother Brad used to pee in the garbage can in his room. And you used to tell your dad, and your dad used to yell at him and said, Brad, you're making me sick.
Yes, this is exactly what happens, except what I've noticed in all three of the last old friends of my parents that have gotten in touch with me, they all cap it with something really sad at the end. I remember when you swam in our backyard pool. My wife used to love seeing all the kids swim in the pool. God rest her soul. And then I go, oh, my God, now
wow.
I'm in it. Okay. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that it's like during this time of lockdown, I've got 3 kids in the house. I don't even want to be on Facebook anymore. And now I'm just finding myself on Facebook, just talking to people that I barely remember, just so that I can maybe get them in touch with my parents so they can rehash the same conversation I just had with them.
I guess I don't understand, like, what the issue is. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Here is what's wrong with it. You don't have a right to be able to talk to whoever you want for the rest of your life just because of Facebook. Facebook has made it so that we force relationships back together with people like Ron, who, for one reason or another, Gavin's parents haven't talked to Ron in a long time. You don't deserve to have communication with everybody that you ever knew.
God, Katie, you've never been more right.
And the being on Facebook has also started this new thing in people's mind. What happened to the people that aren't on Facebook? I am certain a boy I went to elementary school with, Tomasi Casa Grande, has got to be dead simply because I cannot find him on Facebook. That's not a reasonable thing to think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.